Getting to the bottom of the barrel, right?
Start labeling, you know, marijuana a drug, which is a plant, ayahuasca a drug, which is a plant, psilocybin a drug,
plant,
right. Fungi.
So last week, Blake pulled out some classic audio to honor 9/11.
Yeah, as he will do, for sure.
Which was a disagreement, an on-air thing with Norm and me.
Yeah.
Instead of Norm and D. Norm and I. I had a disagreement. Not me had a disagreement. So anyway, it was on 9/11/2007. Actually, we were debating that. When was this? Was it exactly 9/11? How have we learned this? So, I got a message from Tom Cuertos. He's also known as Thom because he spells his name that way, which really does make more sense. You look at Thomas. If you're going to shorten Thomas, just take the ass off of Thomas, and now you got Thom.
So yeah, because email or P-mail?
Because most people who have their name spelled T-O-M-A-S go by Tomas, right?
Oh, yeah. So all people do.
Right?
T-O-M-A-S? Yeah.
Yeah. So you're right. It doesn't really make much sense.
Anyway, so Thom, or Tom, is a longtime P1, and he lives in Germany. In fact, his emails or tweets to me have gotten way more coherent over the years because his English has gotten better.
That's
awesome.
But
he started listening to The Ticket because of Dirk. He started, you know, trying to find out stuff about Dirk. And he has provided us with audio in the past because I guess, I don't know the time difference, but whatever, he records The Ticket and then just saves it. And he writes to me, catching up on your shows on Wednesday, Blake didn't know whether the schedule for human beings audio happened on 9/11. I know, because I recorded it on my German computer and sent it to the Unticket.
I don't know why that short circuits me so much.
The video above shows the files on my external hard drive with the date it was recorded, the day and the month are reversed, because, you know, Europe.
Of course you knew that.
So it says 11/9. And you can also see in the video the Little Red Riding Hood audio also happened on 9/11 a year prior in 2006.
What is that?
He says that is also likely why Gordon claims to have changed a lot over the last 5 years. We can date that to 9/11/2001. He writes, he sent me this last week. He writes, so maybe next week you can do Let's Analyze Norm 9/11 Fights Part 2. And I thought, Thom/Tom, that's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
So here we do. Exactly 1 week from the day. Now, Tom won't hear this till later because he's recording it because he's sleeping. And he might send me a little message tomorrow. But yeah, so this is the guy. He will record stuff and then send it to the Unticket. Because he's
it.
A huge P1.
That's amazing.
And he's been, yeah, he's been with us for at least 20 years. So, just to set the scene, just like the Norm versus Dan fight was during a mix, Norm versus Gordo is during their mix. And they're talking about how, at the time, Gordo was looking at pics of the poll. And he was flipping a coin to see if the coin could beat picks of the poll.
Who would ever?
Right.
Who would ever fade Norm?
So, this is if you want to pause it at any time, you can. The first 3 minutes, you're not even going to hear Norm. But imagine Norm sitting right there, getting madder and madder. Okay?
Okay.
So, let's take you to when they were talking, and Fredo, Mark Friedman, was Norm's producer at the time, and he also would be the guy that input data into normhitchkiss.com, so you need to know that as well. So here we go. Let's go back to 9/11/2006.
All right, so Gordo has challenged the poll with his friend, the coin, and... Gordo, what are the results? All right, Frito came in here and wanted to see what the coin would say, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Norm, you went, what, 7 and 22?
That was a terrible weekend.
No. No, according to your website. This is according to normhitches.com, which may have incorrect information.
That's a
Frito, you would jump on here?
I believe I had 6 winners Sunday alone. I got 9 winners for the weekend.
Frito?
Frito says you're 7-22.
Yeah. Yeah, 1-2. 1-2. Yeah. Norm only have 4 winners on Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Did I miss that? Norm take one? Double play, maybe?
Heads up. Well, uh-oh. Yeah, well, normally they revise this off the air.
Oh, you know what? There is a double play mistake there. He does have 6.
So 9 and 20 for the week. 9 and 20. Okay, so what does that make the coin, Frito? Frito's got to recalculate the coin.
The coin is 12 and 17 now.
So the coin dropped that one double play that Norm had.
Yeah.
As Frito says with a wink over there.
No, not at all. Not at all. Y'all are being incredibly unfair here, by the way.
How?
Where were you during the bowl season when he was 19-8? Where were you, Gordon?
Well, Gordon's
that's
on
before
vacation.
I recognized the problem.
You're probably dancing on JFK Jr.'s grave.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to laugh at Frito, but I have no idea what he said.
He's talking about dancing on JFK Jr.'s grave. Well, all right.
There's really 3 headsets here. Yeah.
Frito's taking off the gloves. You want me to take off the gloves, Frito?
Not at all. I just think you're being incredibly unfair. That's all.
How?
Like I just said, you weren't there when he was 19-8 during bowl season.
Yes, I was here.
Where were you in 2002 when he was 22-1 during the NFL playoffs?
I was here.
And what were you saying?
I was unaware
where was
that he went 22-1.
Where was the coin then?
How about this? All right, so from now on, I mean, this is the first I've become aware of it, okay?
Okay,
so we do it for the rest of the season.
That's the only way to do it.
To say, where were you when he was winning? Well, I was here. I just didn't know.
Yes, and Norm has had some great weeks, and he had some bad weeks like he had this week. The only way to fairly do this is to flip the coin every week and
every
compare
week.
It to the picks. And we'll see at the end.
I mean, I'm interested in being fair on this, Frito, and for you to say that I'm not being fair, I think, is somewhat disingenuous.
No, it's not fair to ever get into an on-air argument with you.
Why is that?
Because you pick and choose. You're a very good debater.
We're having fun here.
I'm not picking. I thought that's what we just covered about. There's no picking and choosing. We do it all season, and that way it's fair.
Which is fine.
So how am I picking and choosing?
If you want to diminish, you know, someone doing research and actually providing a service, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. If you want to completely diminish it with a coin, that's fine.
No, the point is that we're examining this research and examining what's the point of doing this.
That's
Frito's electric bills. That's what.
No, that's fine.
I mean, you guys financially gain by doing these picks, correct?
I think it is incredibly unfair.
Frito, do you financially gain by doing these picks?
You're not.
Gordon, what's your point here? Do you want me to stop picking games?
Yeah, you want to stop picking games?
So let's take a quick 20 here. Quick halftime. So Frito was in full attack dog mode, and Norm was going to sit this one out. And as you might recall with Daryl and Plano, Norm was going to sit it out until he started coming for his money. As soon as Gordon shifted into, do you guys financially benefit from this? Norm said, all right, I'm tagging myself in here.
And Frito's out.
Yeah.
Because now Norm's going
to
take over.
The big man has entered the ring.
And I think we're going to hear some shake voice Gordon in here, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, this is... This is real anger.
We're just ramping up now.
You guys financially gain by doing these picks, correct?
I think it is incredibly unfair.
Frito, do you financially gain by doing these picks?
No, you're not.
Gordon, what's your point here? Do you want me to stop picking games?
Yeah, do you want
me
to stop picking games?
Yes, that's the point.
Then I want you to stop doing some things also, Gordon.
Okay, like what?
After the air.
Like what?
Mocking dead people.
What, you bringing up the JFK thing?
No.
Nobody has to keep coming back to that.
No.
Wait, the whole show.
Okay, who's? We can bring up several others.
Who?
No, here's the point.
I don't choose to tear our
Wait,
own
do you financially gain by the picks?
Yes.
Is that the reason you do it?
No.
Okay.
Gordon, how damn many years do you know how I've been doing picks? You don't have any idea, do you?
I
want to
guess. Can I guess?
You don't have any idea. How many years?
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Let's see, you're what, 63?
Mm-hmm.
I would say you've been doing it since you were 18.
I've been doing it 31 years.
And Gordon, how much did it cost?
How much did it cost? And by the way, the first 25 of the years, I had no website, nothing happened.
And how much did it cost you to listen to the Picks of the Poll?
How much did it cost me to listen to the Picks of the Poll?
You obviously know
by the way, the Poll.
How much did you pay for
it? Free.
No, I get it free off the normhitchhicks.com.
The Picks are posted
for free.
I make no money on those. We post them free.
Wait, I thought I just asked you, you made money on your Picks, and you said
on the website I do. The Picks are posted totally free on the website.
Well, I'm confused what we're talking about then. I thought we were talking about the Picks.
You were talking about the Picks of the Poll, which are free. Every week he does them on the air and they're posted for free.
Then how do you make money off the Picks if they're free?
Because there'll be some late plays from handicappers around the country I'll put in the clubhouse, and I'll give you some late thoughts on games as things have happened on the weekend.
Okay, so there's a different level of Picks of the Poll just means Picks of those are the free
those
picks.
Those are the ones that are
and then there's Norm's Picks, which are not the same as Picks of the Poll. That's what I was confused by.
You know, extra picks, not different picks from the poll. Extra picks on certain games. For instance, I Saturday posted two picks, and that was Auburn and Michigan State that I thought would win easily, and they did.
I want to get back to, you brought it into this realm of personal, which was making fun of dead people or profiting off of dead people, or whatever you said.
Gordon, you spend your whole career making things personal.
Okay, tell me how.
Every day you come into studio, you make something personal.
Like what?
I think that's wildly inaccurate. Like some kind of innocent person who doesn't.
I want you to tell me how, because I think I have massively changed the way I do things in the past five years. I would say.
Don't play Little Red Riding Hood with me.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear it.
What does that mean?
I don't want to hear that you're an innocent little girl with a basket heading through the woods from grandmother's house. I don't want to hear it.
Well, Norm, you've made this big claim, and I think I've changed the way I've done things in the past 5 years, and I don't think you're recognizing that.
All right.
And I find it very hard to stomach this moral high ground from you and sitting here saying that I do that when I don't think that's true.
All right.
And I cannot cut this tension with a knife.
Norm is next.
No, it is tense, and I will say several things to Norm off the air because I don't want to bring them on the air because that would be the very thing that you don't want me to do, the very thing that you accuse and say that I would do. So I should not. I shouldn't show any reserve according to your character that you have with me.
Do.
What did I just do? I said I don't see the point of someone who gets so into games. This is in general, not just you.
You didn't have any idea that the Picks of the Poll were free.
No, and I was still somewhat confused by you saying that you make money off of it. I don't understand that. I'm not as well versed in it as you are, Norm. And I'm sitting here trying to understand.
Did you go to the website and see all the Picks of the Poll free?
I saw the results of the Picks of the Poll.
And you see them every week. You see them when they're up there, and you see them when every week, every game, every play.
Right, but there's extra picks that I didn't know about. And those are not posted, or they are posted?
No, they are posted in the clubhouse for people who wish to pay a very small monthly amount.
Right. And so, but even that doesn't even matter because you're saying you don't do it for the money.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's let you guys continue this conversation off the air. Norm's got a lot of Cowboy stuff to get to next. We're back tomorrow morning at 5:30 on the ticket.
See you then, everybody.
Well, I want to hear the end here.
The new radio home of the Dallas Cowboys.
Uh-oh.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. A Cumulus station.
Any questions here?
Let me get right into Norm's open.
Let's get it on!
Right to Mills Lane.
That's delicious, isn't it?
There were a lot of casualties there. But it's also some of the best 8 minutes of radio I've ever heard in my life. So I don't know if everybody felt good leaving that day. But I know I feel happy every time I listen to it.
Yeah, we're not replaying the stuff where everybody feels good when they leave.
Exactly.
Like 20 years later.
And how about like on 9/11 being like, boy, the last 5 years changed a lot.
On 9/11 2006.
Boy, Frito, George, and Craig just got out of there in a hurry.
He pinpointed the date, though, that Gordo's change started happening.
Right when I saw the towers fall.
On 9/11.
You do not make things personal.
I no longer make things personal, exactly.
You make things personal every day.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, there's our 9/11 tribute. Thanks to Tom Cuertos.
Yeah. Excited for next week.
From Germany.